This is the podcast for lonely kids. Kids are very changed and not listen to this. This story is called The Gruffalo. A mouse took a stroll through a deep, dark wood. A fox saw the mouse, and the mouse looked good. Where are you going, to little brown mouse? Come and have lunch in my underground house. It's tiny, terribly kind of you, fox, but no, I'm going to have lunch with a Gruffalo. On went the mouse through a deep, dark wood. An owl stopped the mouse, and the mouse looked good. Where are you going, to little brown mouse? Join me for tea in my treetop house. It's friendly, nice of you, owl, but no, I'm going to have tea with the Gruffalo. A Gruffalo? What's a Gruffalo? A Gruffalo, why did you know? Why didn't you know? He has knocking knees and turned out toes and a point wood at the end of his nose. Where are you meeting him? Here by scream, and the favorite food is Owl's ice cream. Owl ice cream, too white, too. Ooh. Goodbye, little mouse, and away he flew. Still, silly old owl, doesn't he knows there's no such thing as a Gruffalo. On went that mouse through the deep, dark wood. A snake saw the mouse, and he looked good. Come for a feast in my log pie house. It's wonderful, good for you, snake, but no, I'm having a feast with a Gruffalo. A Gruffalo, what's a Gruffalo? A Gruffalo, why didn't you know? Who is the with terrible claws, the terrible teeth, and his terrible jaw? He has nobody knees and turns out nose and a point right at the end of his nose. His eyes are orange. His tongue is black. He has a purple prick all over his back. Oh, help! Oh, no! It's a Gruffalo! My favorite food. The Gruffalo said, "You'll taste good on a slice of bread." "Good," said the mouse. "Doesn't call me good. I'm a scaredest creature in the deep, dark wood. Just walk behind me, and soon you'll see every is afraid of me. Oh, sorry, said Ruffalo, booing with laughter. You'll lead the way, and I'll follow you after. They walked and walked till the Gruffalo said, I hear in the grass ahead. It's Snake, said the mouse. Why, Snake, hello. Snake took one look at the Gruffalo. Oh dear, he said, goodbye, little mouse, and scurried right into the log pile house. You see, said Mouse, I told you so. Amazing, said the Gruffalo. They walked some more till the Gruffalo said, I hear a heart in the trees ahead. It's Owl, said the mouse. Why, Owl, hello. Owl took one look at the Gruffalo. Boo-hoo-woo, he said. Goodbye, little mouse, and flew right up to his treetop house. You see, said Mouse, I told you so. Amazing, said the Gruffalo. They walked some more till the Gruffalo said, I hear some paws on the path ahead. It's Fox, said the Mouse. Why, Fox, hello. Fox took one look at the Gruffalo. Oh, help, said it. He said, goodbye, little mouse. And ran right into his underground house. The mouse said, Gruffalo, now see you. Everyone is afraid of me. But now my time is starting to rubble. And my favorite food is Gruffalo Crubble. Gruffalo Crubble. The Gruffalo said, and quick as the wind, and turned the heat and fed. All was quiet in the deep dark wood. The mouse found a nut, and the nut was good. The end. Okay, this is a podcast for only kids. Kids over 15 should not listen to this. This story is called Watching Nature. There once was a boy who was watching nature. He was watching nature. Again and again and again, for 24 hours every day, not in the night. But he saw a squirrel. He saw the squirrel chasing each other. The squirrels were doing tag. What the heck is happening? Then a bear showed up. Bear, it's a black bear. He said, he swung inside as fast as he could, but he had crutches on. So it took him a long, 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 long time. So he just went down and splashed into the lake, because he thought bears didn't like lakes. But actually, bear's favorite place is a lake. So he died. The end.